This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Chauvin is headed to jail, but is America headed to justice?
There are those who seek to exploit the raw emotions of the moment, agitators and extremists who have no interest in social justice.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice.
It's not justice. And I'll explain to you why it's not justice.
True justice will not come until we finally banish the ancient poison of racism from the American soul.
Justice!
He's really laying it on thick, isn't he?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There should not be any good cops and bad cops. Why is that a discussion? There should be cops. I mean, if we're going to have cops, there should be cops. We don't go in and say, oh, that's a good nurse. No, that's a bad nurse. Oh, that's a good pilot. Oh, that's a bad pilot. That's a good chef. That's a bad chef.
I'm sorry. You're speaking so fast. I'm not even hearing what you're saying.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So if Chuck Schumer is so concerned about banishing racism, if AOC decides to run against him in the Democrat primary in 2022, will he just step aside, you know, to banish racism? Why isn't Terry McAuliffe?
Not that kind of racism, Howie.
What about Terry McAuliffe is running against a black guy, the lieutenant governor, Fairfax, who's been accused of rape. I mean, why isn't Terry McAuliffe stepping aside so a Democrat can win the primary? McAuliffe is apparently going to win the primary. I think that's racist. How are we going to banish racism when these old white guys continue to run for office, Taylor? I'm just asking the question.
Isn't it ageist of you to ask them to step aside?
Ageist? No, this is about systemic racism. This is about white supremacy. You know, you don't know this, Taylor, but I've studied critical race theory, and this requires hypocritical millionaire white guys to step aside for hypocritical black guys or dumb Hispanic women. That's what it says. I don't know. I don't know why these people keep running. If they really believe what they're saying, why are they in? Why is Joe Biden in office? Why isn't he making room for Kamala Harris? She is, after all, a woman of color, and she has great what is it? Steadfastness.
How's that for an entrance? Good evening. First, I want to thank the jury for their service, and I want to thank Mr. Floyd's family for your steadfastness.
Before we go on to other topics, and we got to, I see a lot of calls are still up here. I wanted to just read you some. I wanted to have a little break for a John Kerry moment. You know, John Kerry is he cannot get enough favorable publicity. The guy is 77 years old, and all he cares about is what he cared about when he was 17 years old, which is getting favorable press. And he can't stand it. He's got a glass jaw, amazingly so, for as long as he's been in politics.
Can I get out of here, please?
So the Wall Street Journal had this scorching editorial about him. You know, he's been negotiating with China, and China, of course, is rolling him, as you knew would happen, as everybody knew would happen. So this is a column, an editorial from a couple of days ago. These columns noted last year that putting John Kerry in charge of climate negotiations with China was a recipe for coming home dressed in a barrel. After Mr. Kerry's sojourn to Shanghai last week, the question is, what happened to the barrel? Some countries are asking China to do more on climate change. The deputy foreign minister said last week, I am afraid this is not very realistic. So Kerry is making all kinds of quote unquote concessions to the Chinese, even though in the years since the Trump administration withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord in 2017, American carbon emissions kept falling, and in 2019 hit their lowest level since 1992, their lowest per capita since 1950, thanks in part to the revolution in shale drilling for natural gas, which Biden is now and Kerry are now trying to end. China saw its emissions rise in the same period, and its commitment to Paris to reduce emissions doesn't even begin until 2030. Do you know that China has added so many coal-fired plants that just by coal alone, they could supply Germany with every bit of energy they need and have plenty left over for themselves? That's how much coal-fired plants, while we're taking them out of commission. And then they continue ripping Kerry here. Chinese leaders don't mind Paris because they know it binds them to nothing while Western nations will harm their economies with new regulation and misallocated resources. The Chinese must be dumbfounded that a U.S. administration wants to kill the shale natural gas boom that has kept energy prices low and made the U.S. less reliant on foreign oil. The lack of a new agreement is a blessing between China and the U.S., since it would limit the U.S. without doing so for China. But Mr. Kerry has shown in Iran and elsewhere that he will leave no concession unmade in his pursuit of a bad deal. No wonder Beijing thinks America is in decline. That's a tough editorial, right? How do you think John Kerry responded to that editorial? Taylor?
Can I get out of here, please?
He got an incredible puff piece this morning, 2 days later, in the Washington Post.
So let's not get silly here.
These days, Kerry, at 77, and serving as President Biden's climate envoy, is flying commercial. Why did that need to be noted in the story? He's flying commercial. Catching red eyes to Europe. Oh, he's not just going under during the day, he's catching a red eye, so he has to sleep in those cramped quarters in a commercial flight, despite his beautifulness. And meeting with heads of state from France to India, trying once again to cement the U.S. as a world leader on climate action, and, not incidentally, salvage the fight he has long considered central to his own stamp on history. Yes, central to his own stamp on history. This is the journalistic equivalent of unsafe sex. This is a slobbering puff piece. The assignment itself, helping to steer the nation and the world toward a less calamitous future than scientists have warned waits as climate change intensifies, is one he views as more critical than ever. Just keep piling it on, Washington Post. The man who was a military hero at 25, who was almost president, who served as a senator for 28 years, who thought his last public job was as Secretary of State under President Barack Obama, will begin finding out this week what it might take to persuade other countries to emulate Biden's ambitious climate goals.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
Do you know who that now at this point in a journalistic piece like this, a puff piece like this, the fluffer has to come up with a quote from an associate. Who would you guess the associate would be here, Taylor? An associate of John Kerry in the fight to preserve the planet and stop global warming.
Ed Markey?
Very close, very close. Al Gore. Al Gore. I just literally cheered when I got the news about his appointment, said Al Gore, who after losing the 2000 presidential campaign, poured his energy into a Nobel Prize winning climate change campaign and has been in frequent touch with Kerry. So the lummox is supporting the gigolo. So one last thing here. So part of the plan to make America carbon free by 2030 or 2050, whenever it is to have more wind and solar technology. And so the plan is to build wind and solar farms from sea to shining sea to replace fossil fuels in the electric grid by 2035. But guess what they just did off of the coast of Long Island, Taylor? They canceled two offshore wind development zones. Do you know who would have been affected by those wind development zones?
John Kerry?
All the rich people who live in the Hamptons. all the people who fled from Manhattan to the Hamptons to
NIMBY
escape.
NIMBY isn't a phrase. It's a lifestyle.
It is. It is. Yes. Meanwhile, residents in the town of Waynescott have already sued to prevent a transmission line connecting a wind farm off the coast of Montauk. That's one of the big communities in the beautiful people district out there, from coming ashore onto their beach. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo is forcing the Indian Point nuclear plant, which historically provided a quarter of electricity for New York City and Westchester County, to shut down at the end of the month, yet he's blocked pipelines to deliver more natural gas to power plants. So the beautiful people have prevailed, just like they tried to stop the turbines off of blocking Ted Kennedy's view of the harbor in Hyannisport. And so it's the same thing. It's they say, well, we'll build them elsewhere. We'll build them where Republicans have beachfront property. That's what we'll do. 844-500-4242. So John Kerry is the beneficiary of a slobbering puff piece in the Washington Post after he gets busted in the Wall Street Journal. The more things change, the more they're the same. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? We were just talking about it. Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust a team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr right now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by GoldCo. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you could protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Can Derek Chauvin win an appeal of his conviction?
I don't think so, no.
Still 50-50.
That's good. That's good. All right. Irvin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Irvin.
Hi, Irvin. I've been waiting to talk to you, and I'm going to try to make this short. Back in March of 2020, beginning of the pandemic, I had a young fellow working for me that stopped coming to work. A month later, I got a thing from the unemployment office asking if he was eligible for unemployment, and I objected. I appealed it. Never heard anything. A month ago, a year later, I got the same letter, and I objected to it and wanted to appeal it. A week ago, I got a call from the unemployment office that I was scheduled for a hearing. I did not get a letter about it, but on the hearing, the lady said, "This will not affect your mod factor, which is what you pay when you lay somebody off, is what it costs you." They said that this will not affect your mod factor. Are you still going to appeal this? And I said, yes. And she said, why? Because I said he had a job. So she read me some regulations again and said, do you still want to appeal this because it doesn't affect your mod factor?
Right.
And I said, yes. And she said, why are you going to do that? I said, because he had a job.
For principle. But so, okay, thanks for the call, Irvin. You know what I would have said? It's not going to affect my payment to the state. Let him have it then. I wouldn't have fought it, but that's me, you know. And I think But Irvin wanted to make it a matter of principle, and I respect him for that. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Howie. First of all, I love you. I found you in Maine many years ago when I was vacationing there, and now I listen to you on the internet. I'm here on Long Island, and Cuomo is an idiot, just as you said. So he and his brother Fredo, of course,
yes,
they don't want their view ruined by wind off the Hamptons, God forbid. But listen, what else? And you had talked about this. Andrew does not, he's blocking pipelines, natural gas pipelines,
right,
which natural gas is one of the cleanest fuels to do this. So he doesn't want that. He doesn't want nuclear. He has an issue with wind now because it'll block his view. Oh, God forbid it blocks his
right
view. So what does he want us to do? Light a freaking candle? I mean, what does he want me to do? Be a hamster on a wheel for spinning the thing from a power in my house? You think your idiot in Massachusetts is bad? Oh no. Come down here to New York and live in this idiot's territory.
I know. I know. And they're not going to get rid of him. He's going to finish out his term anyway. And I think the left likes him because they know that they could remove him at any point because they control the legislature so overwhelmingly they could impeach him and convict him. So they're just going to kind of blackmail him legally and into signing these idiotic budgets that they pass, you know, raising the income tax so high that people flee the state even more quickly than they're fleeing it already. I mean, it's a complete disaster what's happened in New York in every way, whether it's the energy policy or the crime, the bail reform, not allowing fracking all those years. It's horrible. I'm sorry for you, Debbie, but keep listening to the show. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, I wanted to talk about the situation in New York with the redeployment of the police. This
yes
isn't de Blasio somehow finding religion and realizing that crime is out of control. He's responding to his donor base, which are large landlords and you know, people that own commercial buildings that are talking about how they can't get their buildings re-rented because of the crime. This isn't redeployment of the police. This is what you see in the big liberal cities. It's the rationalization of police forces around wealthy neighborhoods or commercial buildings, while the outer boroughs or the poor communities don't get police protection. It happened in Chicago, where people that lived in the north end of town got police protection, while the south end, you know, the minority areas, where
yeah
crime and violent crime is out of control.
Well, I think de Blasio would, if he had his druthers, he would screw the rich people. I mean, he's just one of these limousine liberals. I mean, the first year he was mayor, remember they had a big snowstorm and he didn't plow on the Upper East Side. He somehow wanted to punish the taxpayers, but now they're all fleeing in droves. You're right, and he's got to do something. But how can you allow the center of the city to just become a bum encampment? How can you disband the unit of the police department that keeps the violent vagrants, to use the New York Post's word, under control? It's insanity. They have to get a real mayor in there, and they have to get a real governor in there. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Howie, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Been talking about the unemployment and everything and how people, nobody's going to want to go back to work until they release this COVID. It is not, it's gone. Just like Sununu lifted the thing, it's gone. Get the COVID and tell the people that it's over.
But they don't want to do that. Fred, if they did that, they would be giving up control. It's like Schumer deciding not to run for re-election because he wants to really banish racism. Or Terry McAuliffe not running for a new term as governor of Virginia because he really cares about systemic racism. This is their method of keeping control. COVID. Power corrupts absolutely.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Massachusetts outdoor mask mandate calls Grove to relax mask order, comma, but Charlie Bacon not ready to commit. It said Charlie Baker. I changed it. The push is on to relax the outdoor mask mandate. This is from the Herald. But Charlie Parker yesterday said he would not commit to any time frame as more and more people get the coronavirus vaccine. What week are we in into the 15 days to flatten the curve? I think we're
in
the 56th, 57th week now. When people are not crowded outdoors, there is barely any risk at all to contracting COVID-19, epidemiologists say. But under the Bay State mask mandate, people are supposed to wear a mask at all times in public. Not me, baby.
Did this just happen?
I really question whether people have to wear them outside while they're walking, while they're running and biking, said Dr. Paul Sachs, clinical director of the Division of Infectious Disease at Brigham and Women's Hospital. That's a different risk. There's barely any risk at all. When a family of five goes to the park, they're supposed to wear masks while gathering together at the park after being maskless inside all day. That doesn't make any sense, Sachs said. And there are a lot of situations like that. I know. I wrote my column today about the snitch line. We got the snitch line list of and the crazy stuff that these people are writing in about. And we just got the tiny, tiny fraction of the complaints on the rat line. It's run by the Public Health Department, which has done such a bang-up job with the criminal drug testing, as you know, and the tests on the New England Compounding Pharmacy in Framingham, and the breathalyzer test. So now they're running the snitch lines, and there are several snitch lines. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has another one, and various cities have snitch lines. But you know what gets me is all these people, many of the ones we got today, and they're posted. You can see them at HowieCarshow.com, and we have them, my column that ran in the Herald is also posted there at HowieCarshow.com. Is how many of these complaints are by Karens who go to get takeout and they walk into these restaurants, these death houses? Taylor, why aren't they ordering out? Why aren't they using Uber Eats? I get a message every day on my phone call offering me a discount for Uber Eats. Don't you?
I don't have Uber Eats. I'm not afraid to go into a restaurant or anything. I know you're not either, but
no, but I mean, if you are afraid like these people are, why are they going into the restaurants and being confronted with these horrible things like seeing karaoke nights or signs on Revere Beach Parkway for open mic night coming up or tickets for St. Patrick's Day? That was last month. Why are they being exposing themselves to the deadly peril of being infected by the cooties?
Even if it's just a few seconds, you're going in to pick up your food and pay and get out. It's not like they're staying there and dining at a booth.
Well, apparently it's enough to scare the bleep out of them, and they immediately get home or get into their cars and call the snitch line and drop a dime on these people.
Were they wearing masks when they called the snitch line?
maybe that accounts for the fact that I think some of this stuff is just recorded and then it's transcribed by a computer, and maybe that's why some of the words and the language are so garbled, because they're speaking through masks. Maybe they're speaking through masks and shields. It's just amazing how concerned they are. They're worried about soccer tournaments in East Boston. Don't they know that they're probably illegal aliens, nature's noblemen, playing in those games? You can't stop illegal aliens from playing soccer, but they want to. They want to stop just anybody from taking part in a youth hockey tournament in Hyde Park. They're irritated because barbers in West Springfield are not wearing masks. I think my favorite one, though, was the one from Miller's Falls, and that's in the western part of the state. And the woman says she's a regular. Karen says she's a regular there, and every time she goes in, she sees the owner of the restaurant. He's working the tables and asking people how they're doing, and he's not wearing a mask. You know, there's a really simple way for Karen to never confront that terrible peril. to her health again, Taylor, right?
Don't go there.
Don't go there. Just stay out of Miller's Falls, period. I mean, it's not a threat. It's just, it's for your own good, Karen. Just, you know, it's better for your mental health in addition to your physical health if you're that worried. Why do you keep going back to that restaurant? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I'm disappointed that you wouldn't do what Irving did and fight what really is a fraudulent unemployment claim. And
I agree.
By the government giving all these people unemployment who don't need it, they're undermining our economy, the work ethic, and really causing inflation that's going to hurt a lot of us, like me, who are on
all of us. Inflation hurts Steve, inflation hurts everybody. Can we all agree on that? But the question is, I mean, I've got a lot of other stuff to do. Well, why am I fighting something when it's like trying to stop the tide, isn't it?
No, because if you don't fight it, you're complicit.
I don't know. It's such a hassle to you know, I still have to get stuff from the bureaucracy. You know, I work with Joe Dwinell, the editor of the Herald, to get this snitch list, and it took weeks to get it. Getting anything out of the government today, it's always been a pain in the ass, but it's worse than ever now, as anybody who's tried to make an appointment with the Registry of Motor Vehicles can tell you. And the thought of having to go in there and fight a guy on unemployment when it's not going to cost me any more money than it already cost me, I don't know. You only have so many hours in a day. And, in an abstract way, intellectually, yes, you're right that I should fight it. But life is too short to be fighting these kinds of battles. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. I would just be thankful I'm not having to pay extra money for this deadbeat. I mean, that I'm trying to look at the glass as being half full rather than half empty. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, I can't believe you're not believing in climate change. I was born in 63. And it's been climate change ever since. We get fall, we get winter, we get spring, we get summer.
Right.
What is this stuff they're talking about? And now it's all of a sudden it's all this crazy stuff. And now they want us to throw money at it in a tax. And I'm at my sportsman's club, short story fast. I'm talking to a guy that believes in climate change. I'm going, are you kidding me? So I reach in my pocket. I had a couple of, you know, a $20 bill, the five, two ones, I threw it in the air. They fluttered to the ground. I picked them up. I threw them in the air again. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm fixing the climate with money.
Yeah. We've got John Kerry on the case, and I just can't believe that Joe Biden is so heartless as to make him not only fly commercial, but to fly red eye. Yeah, how can this cannot stand? Thanks for the call, Johnny O. Officer Mark says the only successful thing John Kerry ever negotiated was the removal of the fire hydrant from outside his mansion on Beacon Hill. Yeah. Well, I think he probably got a pretty good prenup from Mama T, too. But you're right. Not too much.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
How would you like to be? You're sitting in the Washington Post newsroom, and they say, hey, Joe, you know, John Kerry is crying the buckets because the Wall Street Journal just took him apart and pointed out what a fool he is. You've got to go write a slobbering puff piece about him. Be sure to mention that he's a war hero and that he's flying commercial despite that terrible Tennessee Star and that terrible Boston Herald said about him, and that he takes the red eye flight. And don't forget to mention he's a war hero. And also that he was almost elected president of the United States back in 2004. Oh, and did you know he was in Vietnam? Be sure to mention Vietnam. God, it's just... But they love doing it because, you know what? That's not a newsroom. That's a steno pool for the Democrat Party now. The Washington Post, the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN. That's all they do. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
I live in a southern state. I'd rather not say because I don't want any more people here. But life really never changed that much for us down here. You know, people masked up, going to Home Depot and stuff like that, and Walmart. Those places were crazy, like it was Thanksgiving, Christmas time. Those people, stores were just slammed. I have a brother who lives in Gardner and a sister who lives in Jersey. They have drank the Kool-Aid. They are so frigging paranoid. I can't believe they're my siblings.
What are they afraid of, Fred? Do you ever ask them, what exactly are you afraid of? I mean, are people dropping dead in the streets in Gardner, Massachusetts, or in New Jersey? I don't think so. I mean, again, they have those are two of the three highest rate of deaths in the 50 states. But still, it's not that bad, is it? Do you ever tell them this?
They're whipping on CNN and Fox, and they hated Trump. So those are the three things right there.
Yeah. You know. Well, that's it. I mean, tell them Trump's is gone. So Billy Bulger used to have a joke, and you know, when somebody would come into the breakfast wearing something stupid, he would look at them and it'd say, "How long do you have to wear that before you win the bet?" I mean, that's the way I feel about masks. How long do we have to wear these things before we win the bet? I mean, Trump is gone. It's the gag is over. Get over it. But again, it's resulted in so much power, and these people, it's like a religion. You know, I mentioned in my column today, you know, Massachusetts, like most human societies, occasionally has these religious cults take over. You had the witch hanging cult in Salem in the 1600s, the 17th century. You had the anti-Catholic cult burning down convents in Charlestown in the 1840s, the Know Nothing Party. That was a religious cult in a way, or an anti-religious cult. And now you have the cult of Karens, and it's the same thing. They can't take indifference. One of the great Karen messages is this woman says, "Hey, what your people in this restaurant aren't wearing masks," and the owner shrugs. He shrugs. Oh, her head probably almost exploded when he shrugged. And I loved another message. This was from Dennis down on the Cape. "Only the bartender is wearing a mask, and the place is packed." Karen, could there be some connection between those two events? Thanks for the call, Fred. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. You mentioned Cuomo. They're going to keep him on. Musclehead there. They're going to keep him on to get him to sign all these budget bills.
Right, exactly.
What about all these women? Anybody going to? Is he going to get charged for any of this? Are they all disappearing? Where the hell? What's going on with that? Is he going to be held liable with any of these women?
It's the sword of Damocles hanging over his head. If he gets out of line, the sword drops on him. Right?
Yeah, but these women, are they going to come forward? I mean, they've already come forward. Now you don't hear from them. It's pretty quiet. Is he going to get charged for any of this?
I don't know. The longer it goes on, the more I tend to think he's not going to get charged with any of it. That he's going to be allowed to limp into the limp into obscurity, into his post electoral life, which there's not going to be too much of it. But I think he's going to beat the rap. I don't think he could be elected to another term. I think that attorney general, again, she's another one. She's keeping the sword of Damocles over his head. You know, she's the one who's investigating all of the COVID-19 responses, along with the U.S. attorney and the FBI in Brooklyn. So they've got all kinds of probes. They've got a criminal probe on the groping in Albany against him. They've got all sorts of stuff. They've got at least four or five investigations going. So he's not gonna step out of line. They've got him right where they want him. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
617 says Cuomo is on his knees thanking God for the George Floyd hysteria that consumed the media for the past few weeks and wiped his scandal off the face of the earth. Oh, I agree. That's totally true. This has been a godsend for him. Let's be honest about it. As cynical as that sounds, it's true. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Good evening, Howie. It's a pleasure. I just want to continue where Steve left off, where, you know, he was calling you on those welfare,
right,
unemployment deadbeats.
Yeah.
And you say, you know, you're busy and you just didn't have time and it's not worth it. And I think all of us have kind of fallen into that kind of thinking, and we've let so much go.
But the thing is, he's going to get the money anyway, okay? So I want to fight it. So I have to fill, at the very least, I'm going to have to fill out some cockamamie document. If I really get unlucky, they're going to schedule a hearing. It's going to be, even if it's a Zoom hearing, it's a pain in the ass, right? And God forbid I had to go somewhere and actually appear at a hearing against this guy. And probably it's going to go against me anyway. I know I'm surprised I'm taking as much heat as I am on the text line, but I am. And I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be honest about it. I don't like to waste my time with tilting at windmills. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Howie, I started my trip in the free state of Arkansas, and now I'm in Tennessee, maskless and free. Here's another irony. I was in a community 98% African American, not one Black Lives Matter sign, not one. Okay, these people down here think we're crazy. I was just telling somebody they're debating whether to eliminate the outdoor mask mandate. They're like, "Are you serious?" I said, "I'm dead serious." Okay, and
right.
Another thing too is half of the mask cult nitwits in Boston aren't following the rules. So I go into a very woke establishment, and the mask is below my nose. And if you're going to put your mask on, I said, wait a second. I said, either you address the people that aren't actively eating and drinking without their mask, or I'm going to file a complaint against you. So I vote woke, the woke people, because if they're going to play this game, we're going to play it to the nth degree, because they're not even following their own rules.
Oh, of course they're not following their own rules. They've never been following their own rules. And we mentioned yesterday, it turns out Gretchen Whitmer goes on TV on Sunday and blames the uptick in Michigan on the snowbirds coming back from Florida. Doesn't mention that she just came back from Florida herself. Rules for thee, but not for me. See you tomorrow at 3. I'm Howie Carr.